popcorn while I watch the free porn. I choked on a laugh and shoved Karsten away. He rolled his eyes at Mia's antics.
Seriously, you need to talk to her about appropriate neighborhood behavior. If Mrs. Toadley next door corners me in the morning and bites my head off because Mia disturbed her cats, I'm not going to be happy.
I burst out laughing at his all-too-serious face, and eventually, his pressed-together lips widened into a smile. I kissed him lightly and skipped down the steps. See you tomorrow, I called over my shoulder. He lifted his hand in a wave. A lingering glint of heat in his eyes sent a shiver down my spine. I yanked open the passenger seat door and climbed inside with the hugest grin on my face. Maybe I'd ask Janice if I could leave early tonight. If I could get home before dawn and slide into bed before Karsten's alarm went off, we'd have a whole hour of naked time before he needed to be at work. He was going away for work again next week, so I wanted to make the most of the time we did have together. Mia shook her head, and with a quick blind spot check, she guided the cruiser into the suburban street. You guys make me sick. You're really there, aren't you? In that honeymoon phase where it's all kissing and sex and hot, stolen glances when you think no one is watching. Or even when you know people. Your partner, specifically, are watching. When are you going to get over that? I shrugged. It's been 2 years. Maybe this is just what we are. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. Ugh. As I said, sickening. That phase lasted 3 months with Lucas and me. So push him up against a wall before he leaves for work? I side-eyed her. Works for me. Yeah, I noticed, she grumbled. Mia and I had been partners for years, though, so I knew her complaints were in good fun. What are we doing tonight, anyway? I asked, steering the conversation away from how physical Karsten and I still were. A fraud case or something, right? Mia made an affirmative sound in the back of her throat. Wilson and Stavos are meeting us there at 2100. We drew the short straw. Everyone else is at the rodeo, bringing in the ex-gang member. I blinked. From the rodeo? Mia hit the blinker to maneuver the car around a sharp left turn before answering me. All I know is that he's a professional on the bull riding circuit now, but seems he was once mixed up with the Kings of Chaos Motorcycle Club. Some cold case they got a new lead on. I nodded, running through the facts in my brain. I'd heard bits and pieces about the case, but hadn't paid a lot of attention since it wasn't assigned to me. I wish it had been. Sounded a hell of a lot more interesting than what we had to do tonight. Mia's chatter about her kid's softball game filled the time it took us to drive to the suburban home of our target. I let out a long, low whistle when we stopped the car outside a sprawling two-story mansion. The lawn was perfectly neat, interrupted only by gardens full of flowers and a rock path that led to the painted wood door. Lights glowed in the downstairs windows, and I heaved a sigh. It was so beautiful on the outside, but it just went to show you never knew what people did behind closed doors. Did the other people on this street know their neighbors were embezzling money? Did they suspect that underneath the good morning smiles lay someone who cared so little for the law that they would break it, just so they could have all this material wealth? You've got that look on your face again. Mia glanced at me. The one where you seem disappointed by what we're about to do. I shook my head. Not just disappointed, angry, too. We have laws for a reason, you know. I just can't stand when people don't respect them. You and me both, girl. But let's just get this done, huh? I want to get back to the station. Lord knows we have more interesting cases to work on. She wasn't wrong there, and Wilson and Stavos were already out of their car and waiting for us. Mia locked our cruiser, and we took the lead, the two uniformed officers trailing behind. I liked being in control, even on something as mundane as this. Mia wrapped her knuckles across the door, and after a moment's pause, a woman appeared in the doorway. Dim light spilled out around her pajama-clad form, and a young baby in a onesie sat propped on her hip. Mia flashed her badge and handed her a folded piece of paper. What's this? The woman asked, struggling to unfold it with her one free hand. It's a search warrant, Mrs. McIntosh. For what? Her fingers gripped the door tighter, her knuckles turning white with the effort. Ma'am, I said gently, aware she had a child with her and unwilling to upset him. Please,